Welcome back to the Boys of Vashon and Pirate Basketball as the Lady Pirates are taking on the Chalzite Terrier. And we're just about to have the tip-off. Ball is up and over to the Terriers on the first possession of the game. Vashon, I think Mark is 0-2 on the season. Have some very good athletes. Haven't seen any of the girls' games yet, so I'm not sure. Oh, Terriers score the first point of the game.
Fifth bucket, but
that was Maddie Olds, I believe. Ball goes into Stella Nakos and personally set ahead for Maddie Yeoman. Maddie Yeoman buries a three from out on the arc.
Great outlet pass from the post into the corner.
Now Terriers with the ball floor up, and ball stolen by Cecilia Gunther. Gunther gets fouled as she's going down the lane.
Fast start on both sides.
Yeah,
of the floor.
Yeah. Gunther is fast. I think she's a track star, too. Yeah. So, on the track team, she and Emily Harrington both.
So, ball comes high post and over to Harrington. Harrington makes a three off of the glass. It is.
Extended hours of operation here with the banking systems on Vashon Island.
Yeah.
Two for two.
That's right.
Three.
Yeah, we'll take it. Take that one to the bank and, get the 3 points. Now, Charles Wright picks up her dribble, finally gets it over, going high post, and ball shot. That was by Alia Mincher. I think I'm going to have to put on my glasses for some of these because the print is really light now. Pirates work with the ball, but it's stolen by the Terriers. Aris Mincher. At 12 is Sarai Reeves. Reeves-Mincher takes a shot. Misses. Rebound by Olds. Puts the shot back up. Misses, but gets fouled on it. Foul's going to go again. It's going to go against Yeoman for the Pirates.
Yeah, that's exactly where Olds scored her first bucket. She's getting some looks down there.
Yeah. Olds for a free throw. Rims out. 6-2 Pirates with 6:21 to go in the first quarter. Good start by the Lady Pirates. Second shot by Olds misses that one. Rebound comes off. Battled for by the Pirates and the Terriers, but out of bounds off of Stella Nocco for the Pirates. So we'll stay with the Terriers. Minter will inbound.
Out travel.
Yep. Travel by Sarai Reeves.
Jabs up with the left foot, but then led with the right
foot. Oh, yep. So Harrington's going to bring the ball up the floor for the Pirates into front court. Over to Gunther. Gunther with it, going to rotate it out to Yeoman's out high. Back over to Harrington, far wing. Now, cut. Nakos with it. Over to Harrington. Back down low to Yeoman. Terriers with good defense, but Gunther opens up on the low block, but misses the shot. Rebound by the Terriers.
Good ball movement still.
Yeah.
Four wide open looks, just didn't convert.
Right. Now Reeves with the ball for the Terriers. Looking to go inside to Minter. And over to Bell Russell. Russell's tall for the Terriers.
Yeah.
Harrington with the ball in the front court now. Down low. One of the Pirates that checked in, Lily Yeoman. Yeoman down low. The ball goes out of bounds. Gunther saves and keeps it alive as Maddie Yeoman's down with the ball. And, and another bank shot by Harrington goes in. What were you saying? It's another deposit.
It's late hours of operation here at the Bank of Vashon.
9-2 now. Pirates with three threes to start the game down low. Stolen by Gunther tied up. Then we're going to have a jump ball.
Gunther's had hands in passing lanes all game.
Yeah.
Awarded for that right there.
Like I said, she's fast.
Great save. Everyone else down at the Pirates end thought the ball was going out. Gunther came in, so tossed it back in and resulted in that 3-point bucket.
Gunther now into front court, going to give it over to Harrington, far side wing. Looking high post to Nakos, but nothing there, so rotate that. Now Nakos has a high post back to Gunther. Gunther is going to take a 15-footer. Rims off. Rebound, Terriers. That was holds on the rebound. Now Reeves is going to bring it into front court. 9-2 lead by the Pirates. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Reeves with the ball. Gunther right there causing havoc. Now goes high post to Minter. Minter takes a shot. Oh, it gets the roll. Goes high off the back iron and drops through the net.
Yeah, both teams really working the inning out game in the high post.
Yeah, now high post to Nocco. Nocco over to Harrington. Harrington takes a three. Steps on the line, so it's going to be two, but misses. Picked up by Reeves. Reeves quickly up the floor and travels. Yeah. She was going too fast and tried to pull up and drag the pivot foot. So Gunther will inbound to Maddie Yeoman. And Alex Battisti is in the game now for the Pirates. Maddie Yeoman goes to the hoop. Oh, has a nice shot from about 8 feet out, halfway down, and pops out. 9-4 Pirates, 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Reeves in front court for the Terriers now. Going high post, but stolen by Battisti. Battisti all the way down the floor is going to go up off the glass. This is the layup that gets the foul called on. That is on Madeline McFarland for the Terriers. So Battisti's at the line for two.
Nearly going coast to coast.
Yeah. So Alex, a senior, her first free throw, just a little bit short off the front iron.
She's been in the high post on defense and doing a pretty good job so far.
Pirates with a couple subs. Yeomans and Harrington sit down. Nia Hart and Bella Brown are in for the Pirates. Now McFarland almost loses the ball, but Minter is able to pick it up for the Terriers. Brown, good defense on Minter. Down low to Olds. Olds trying to go baseline out of the short corner, but cut off by the Pirates. Now over to Minter. Minter's shot from the free throw line and banks it home.
Boy, the bank shot's the shot tonight. But Minter's now two in a row from that free throw line.
Yeah, 10-6 Pirates. 3 minutes to go in the first. Gunther in front court with the ball. Over to Brown. High post, Nocco's. Nocco's looking around, can't find anybody. Finds Nia Hart, but travels first. So, turnover on the Pirates.
And Nocco's not really with anywhere to go once getting the ball into the high post. She's doing a great job, just the other teammates need to move a little bit to create some openings for her.
Right. E.J. Croner now into the game for the Pirates. Oh, we got traveling on the Terriers. So, Pirates get the turnover. And one of the cheerleaders has to retrieve the ball for the referee. Oh, yeah, the referee wants the Pirates over on the sideline rather than the baseline. Gunther to inbound to Brown. Brown's going to bring it into front court. Brown, a junior. Strong junior class for the Lady Pirates. Got a lot of good players. Brown going to take a three. And a little bit long, goes off Olzo out of bounds, but will stay at the Pirates end of the court. Gunther will inbound for Vashon. Calls the play, comes to Brown. Brown up off the glass and banks it home.
Great cut by Brown.
Yeah, very nice. Going from the high corner down to the low corner.
Yeah, no, good inbound from Gunther, too. Putting it right where she needed it because she did have a defender on her.
Now, Terriers working with the ball. Crazy shot by Old. Picked up by Brown on the backside. Brown now is going to get fouled by Minter. She tries to get around her and up the court. The Pirates will take it out on the sideline. Pirates looking good so far. Up 12-6. 2:17 to go.
Yeah, they're really moving the ball well and really working that zone again with that high post in and out game. Just if they continue to move without the ball, once they feed it in the high post, that's going to open up more and more looks.
So Gunther out of the game now. Emily Harrington back in for Vashon. Harrington down low to Crone, over to Brown. Brown up off the glass. Misses. Nothing there, but we're going to get a carry called on Reeves. As Brown was there just sort of creating chaos.
Yep, that's exactly what she did, and she did a well. Bounce all over the place.
Yeah. So Harrington gets the inbound from Maddie Yeomans. Now Nia Hart looking to serve the high post, but has to kick it over to Yeomans. Back onto the wing to Harrington. Harrington takes three misses. Rebound Terriers. Now Terriers into front court with the ball. Looking for Minter high post, but that's going to be Russell. Russell goes up and down, jumps up in the air, and doesn't pass the ball or shoot it.
I think he changed your mind.
I think he did. I think we've all been there at some point.
Absolutely.
So Harrington now in front court. Nyhart looking to go high post. Brown. Brown being cut off by Russell for the Terriers. Up to Cronin. Cronin with a shot misses from the far corner, picked up by the Terriers.
Yeah, that space there to take it a little closer to the hoop.
Yeah. Reeves now with the ball goes high post. Mitchell. Mitchell going to take another shot. Rims off. Rebound goes out of bounds. So Brown, she was chasing it down, but she was just blocking from anyone getting there from Charles, right?
Yeah. Smart move.
Yeah.
And good defense contesting that mid-range jumper because she's hit the last two.
Yeah. So Pirates inbound is down. Harrington will get into front court over near side wing to Nyhart. Rotating around to Harrington. Charles Wright with a tough defense. This is playing zone here. It goes high post to Brown. Now we're going to have a foul going again to that is Amelia Delgado for the Terriers who fouled Ella Brown for Vashon. Oh, they're going to call a shot. Oh, it's five fouls already on the Terriers.
Wow.
Was a bonus seven prior? It was seven, right? And then you went 1-1, and then 10, you went double bonus. Yeah. Going to have to get used to it. Stop talking about it, right?
as we talk through it, then it will set in our mind.
Right.
We're both teaching each other these new rules.
Yeah. Ella Brown hits the first of her two free throws. Takes the second one, hits that one too. Nice job. 14-6, Pirates, 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Reeves inbound. Oh, bad pass over to Yoldis, right to her. Over to Emily Harrington. Harrington going to Brown down low, but nothing there. Has to rotate out. And over to Lily Yoldis. Yoldis has it goes off her hand, though, and out of bounds.
Love the full court pressure that they're bringing here in the first quarter. This is setting that tone.
Yeah, Charles Wright not quite sure what to do with it. So, Olds will inbound for Charles Wright. Long pass down the floor. Hits Mitra at midcourt. Mitra going to try and take it all the way down. And, oh, Lily Yeoman put a hand out, touched her, but gets called for the blocking foul.
Yeah, a little light on the touch, but
yeah.
Nearly a three-quarter court heave on the inbound pass.
Yeah.
For Mitra.
So Delgado will inbound for the Terriers. Finds Minter down low, but stolen by Brown. Brown quick on the floor. Pass over to Harrington. Harrington wide open. Oh, he misses the layup. Shoot. Good play by Brown and Harrington. Just couldn't quite convert. And yet now stolen by Naya Hart. Hart just one-on-one over to Harrington. Back to Hart. Hart wide open. Misses the shot. And Brown fighting for the ball. And Brown, I think, had the ball, maybe stepped on the end line.
Just perfect execution of a two-on-one fast break. Just didn't drop there at the end, but that's exactly how you want to play that.
Yep. Yeah, long pass over to, Minter. Knocked the ball away from Lil Yeoman. Has a wide open lay-in at the basket. Oh, too bad. Lil Yeoman was in good position to steal the ball, but Minter able to knock it away and then have nothing in front of her but open ground. Now Pirates with the ball. Harrington going to take a three. Banks it. Misses the shot as time runs out in the first quarter. And with the end of one quarter, we have Vashon leading 14-8. So good start for the Pirates.
Yeah, great start. Started with a couple of three-pointers knocking them down, but I really think they're finding the groove on how to break this zone with that high post presence, feeding it into that high post, and then either working it down lower or kicking it out on the wing because that zone defense is collapsing on that high post.
Yeah.
And similarly, on the other end, Charles Wright seemed to be doing a bit of the same things with Minter's activity at the top of the free throw line. But, I love the pressure that the Lady Pirates are bringing and knocking down the shots at the same time.
Yeah.
Too. So, great start.
Yep. Good start for Vashon. And so, thanks again to the voice of Vashon for putting this on the air. And Vashon Thriftway for sponsoring Pirate Athletics through the voice of Vashon. It'll be a good season. Just getting going. We'll have more games on this season. We've got all the home games scheduled to be on Boise Basketball, and then we'll see later if we want to do some away games, or if that's available to us. So, Pirates come out after the start of the game. Starting the second quarter, we're going to have Stella Knuckles on the floor, Lily Yeomans, Emily Harrington, Maddie Yeomans, and Cecilia Gunther will start the second quarter for the Pirates. Inbound comes to Gunther. Gunther pass over to Emily Harrington. Down low in the short corner to Lily Yeoman. Ball comes loose and Maddie Yeoman is able to control it. And now Lily gets an open shot from the short corner. And actually, very good. Nice, very good ball movement. Very good ball movement by the Pirates. Olds will inbound four. And now, Olds steps over the end line, so it gets a turnover for the Pirates. Good defense.
More havoc being caused with this first half full court press.
Daddy Yeomans will inbound for the Pirates out to Harrington. Harrington going to take a three. Rims off and tracked down by Gunther on the backside. Gunther going to dribble out high. Ball rotated around. High post. Knuckles. She turns, gets the ball knocked away. Comes loose. We have a jump ball. Lily Harrington and Amelia Delgado stays with the Pirates. It's going over to the Terriers. This is their possession. There's not a possession arrow on the scoreboard, so I can't see it. Yeah. Ball comes long pass down to Mitcher. Mitcher dribbles down, takes a shot from the corner of the key, misses it. Rebound, Knuckles for the Pirates. Harrington with the ball now. Rotating out to Yeomans, back to Gunther. Gunther going to dribble in the team and pop the 10 footer. Nice job by Cecilia Gunther to hit that shot. Giving Bash on a 10-point lead. Now, another long pass on the inbound, picked off by the Pirates. Lily Yeomans gets it. Gives it off to Harrington, over to Gunther. Gunther with a ball fake, tries to go baseline, but cut off, back to Knuckles. Knuckles from the corner of the key on the free throw line and misses it. Rebound Terriers.
Great pump fake. Drew two defenders and opened up that look.
Yep. And now we have Delgado traveling for the Terriers as she stopped her dribble, picked it up, and then moved her feet. So Yeomans inbound for the Pirates. Giving it off to Harrington. Harrington far wing to Gunther. Gunther tried to go baseline, pops it to Lily Yeomans. Lily Yeomans with another shot from 10 feet out. Rattles around, thought it was going to drop it, pops out.
Deja vu.
I know. Like the exact same play. Good one. Pirates up by 10 now, 6:21. Another steal on the inbound by the Pirates. Knuckles over to Gunther. Gunther bears a nice pass by Stella Knuckles. Cross court to Cecilia Gunther. Pirates up by 12 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Good start for the Lady Pirates.
Great start, and you can see the Terriers call that full court time, full timeout. They've got to set up something to deal with this Lady Pirate full court press.
Yeah.
It is just, they're not, they can't bring it up before.
Yeah, they can't get the ball in. They're trying to throw the ball long up to midcourt, and the Pirates are just picking off every one of those passes. Every once in a while, one gets through to Minter, but Cecilia Yeoman, or Lily Yeoman, is right there to sort of block the whole thing.
Yeah, the first level of the press is eliminating that inbound pass, but it's also a great job by that second level, the full-court press to, as you said, intercept some of those longer passes.
Yeah.
But things are going well on both ends of the floor so far.
Pirates, good ball movement, good action on the offense, and hitting their shots. So,
mid-range shots, layups, they're not easy shots, especially those 10 to 15 footers, and they're knocking them down.
So, come out after the timeout. Charles Wright to inbound the ball again. Olds will try and inbound. And Pirates get the full court press again now. Long pass out. That ball is just going to go out of bounds. There's a little miscommunication on, I think, what the play was.
Yeah.
So Maddie Yeomans will inbound under the basket for the Pirates now. Pirates setting up their inbound play. Looking, to Nako. So Nako came down the seam of the key, gets the inbound pass, and goes up to shoot, but gets fouled by Minter.
Great hard cut by Nako. I think she recognized a bit of a mismatch, perhaps, and just give me the ball in the block.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, that wasn't on Minter. It was on Delgado, the foul. And there, Nako hits the first of her two free throws, 21-8 Pirates. Gets the ball back, lines up her second one, hits that one, nothing but net. 22-8, Pirates up by 14 with 6:13 to go in the first half. Now, inbound to Reeves. Reeves does get it into Russell, but the Gunther knocks away from Russell. Russell gets it back and over to Reeves. But just Charles Wright is really unbalanced. They're really struggling with the offense. And now Delgado takes a shot, falls halfway down, pops out. Russell on the rebound forward. Ball knocked out, picked up by Nako. Now over to Gunther. Gunther in the front court with the ball now. Near side wing to Harrington. Harrington going to take a three. Ooh, looks like another bank shot set up, but Maddie Yeoman's on the rebound for Bassham. Gives it off to Gunther. Gunther kind of dribbles in, dribbles out, nothing there, so gets the ball out. Pirates rotating around near side. Ball blocked. Lily Yeoman tried to pass it through the Terrier defense. Knocked away, picked up by Reeves. Reeves now down low to one of the teammates. Oh, Gunther comes through, stealing. He's got a wide open lane. Delgado there to help block it. Gunther misses her lay-in. Almost falls it. She kind of slipped. I think it threw her off balance, so she didn't quite hit it. But the Pirates work with the offense now after a good steal by Cecilia Gunther. Gunther with a head nice head fake. Goes in, misses the shot. Lily Yeoman's on the rebound for Bashaw. Got to 5 seconds on the shot clock. Another shot by Harrington. Rebound by Lily Yeoman. Getting all of them. Now inside to Stella Nakos. Nakos tries to split two defenders for Charles Wright. Gets fouled by Russell for the Terriers. So ball stays with Bashung. She gets some substitution. Nakos is going to sit down. Lily Yeoman sit down. Nia Hart in. And Alex Battisti back in for Bashaw. Now, ball comes in from Yeoman to a cutting Gunther. Right down the seam. Easy lay-in for Gunther. 24-8 Pirates.
That little delayed cut across the lane from Gunther after a few moves and set up sort of sneaking into the lane for that bucket.
Yeah. Now, shot up by the by the Terriers. And Battisti on the rebound just rips it down, rips it away from one of the Terriers.
Super impressed with the Lady Pirates rebounding on the end of the floor.
Yeah, a little feisty there. Good. So Battisti worked with the ball, going to Gunther. Gunther loses the handle, but picked up by the Pirates. Now, comes down low. Pass picked off by Russell, knocked away by the Pirates, but it's going to go over to the Terriers on the turnover. 4:07 to go in the first half. Pirates up 24-8. Ball inbound to Delgado. Finally got one in to get into the Pirate press.
They've officially broken the Pirate press.
down low to Old Wolf throws a crazy shot. Ball come loose, rattling around. Russell picks it up and is able to score for the Terriers off the glass on about an 8-foot shot.
Yeah, tough break on that rebound.
Yeah. Yeah, Pirates working with the ball. Nia Hart on the far wing with it. Ooh, tough pass. High post to Gunther, back out to Yeoman, over to Hart. Pirates rotating the ball around well now down in the short corner to Battisti, over to Gunther out high. Gunther takes one dribble, puts up an 8-foot shot, and is able to drop it and get fouled at the same time. She's going to the line for and one.
I think I counted 8 passes on that possession.
Yeah.
That's what it ends up, an and one bucket and chance for a 3-point. Yeah. The Pirates are firing.
Yeah, they are. They're looking really good. So Cecilia Gunther now to the line for the and one. Shot is away. Boy, she has an arc on it. Missed that one. Rattles off. Rebound by the Terriers. Delgado's going to bring it into front court for Charles Wright. Crosses over her dribble, goes to the far side wing, and now the ball comes loose and picked up by Gunther. Gunther gets it out to Nia Hart. Hart quickly up the floor. She and Battisti just have one player to beat. Hart takes it all the way in and scores. Gets the end one call. Nia Hart going to the line for another free throw.
Pirates are rolling yeah. on both sides.
28-10, Vashon. 3:07 to go in the first quarter. You got Maddie Yeoman coming out, and Ella Brown back in for Vashon. Hart gets the ball from the referee. Now she takes her shot. Ball a little bit too hard off the back iron. Pops out to a toe right player. It was McFarland. Oh, and McFarland or Reeves threw that ball away. So on the turnover, ball goes over to the Pirates. Gunther gets the inbound from Harrington, gets it right back. Emily Harrington's going to bring it up to set up the offense for Vashon. High post, Ella Brown. Bounce pass down to Patisi. Beauty score. Wow. Good look by Brown down to Patisi. Beautiful.
Just a perfect thread-the-needle bounce pass. High post to low post, wide open.
Coach Chris Yeomans has the players firing on all cylinders tonight. They're looking good. Just Charles Wright doesn't know what to do. Now another steal and a tie-up by Vashon. Got a jump ball, possession Vashon.
Everyone contributing, too, in different ways. It's a total team effort this half.
Pirates inbound it. Gunther with the ball. Going to go high post. Brown. Brown looks out to Harrington. Out top of the arc. Down low, near side wing. Oh, just a cutting Brown. Gunther does. Brown throws it up. Gets foul. Going to the line for two shots. So, Pirates, you know, and there's no hesitation. They're moving fast. I mean, their cuts are sharp and they're quick.
Quick passes. They're yeah. swinging it from one side of the court to the other. And, I mean, the quicker you can swing it across the court, the slower that defense can react. And by the time you get it over to one side, oftentimes there's a mismatch and there's delays and switches. And you can see they're getting open looks. You can't run as fast as a pass.
Yeah, right. Ella Brown hit her first free throw, missed the second, but there must have been a lane violation because she got a third shot. Misses that one, too. Ball with the Terriers now. Pirates up 20-10. Another steal by Harrington. Harrington all alone going into the lane and scores.
Active hand.
Yeah. Emily Harrington just picked off that pass. Took it all the way down to Vashon. Now a pass comes in, knocked away by Brown, but picked up by Reeves for the Terriers. Reeves in the front court. Dribbles down low, picks up her dribble, and down low to Old. Wild shot. This is Gunther on the rebound. Gunther quickly up the floor, trying to keep control of the ball. Gets over to Nia Hart. Hart with a 15-footer misses. Then Harrington rebound backside. Gets the shot blocked by Russell for the Terriers. Knocked away, and Reeves picks it up. Now the Terriers in the front court over to McFarland. McFarland going to take an open 10-footer misses. But we're going to have, I think, a foul on Brown on the rebound. So it's going to go against the Pirates.
The Pirates are forcing a lot of quick shots and a lot of off-balance shots. They're
yeah.
really not. Charles Wright is not pushing the ball inside, but I think that's a testament to the Pirates' defense.
Yeah. And now we have a steal by Nia Hart. And up to Emily Harrington. Harrington, one player to beat, and Harrington scores another lay-in. 35-10 Pirates, 1 minute, 5 seconds to go in the first half. Now, Pirate press sticks with it. Ball gets into McFarland, up to Russell. Russell going to dribble in the front court for Charles Wright. Give it off to McFarland, near side wing. Just, boy, Terriers are just really out of sorts. Now the ball comes in. Russell takes a shot, misses. Rebound comes to Nako. So now we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Chris Yeomans for the Pirates. I don't know if he's
giving Cunningham a breather.
Oh, is that what it is?
She's been running up and down the floor.
Yeah.
So many fast break points. She's been all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, no, looking really good. So 44 seconds to go in the half. Pirates up 35-10. And they will have the ball coming out of this timeout. Coach Yeoman's given a little bit of instruction as to what he wants. Not sure what that'll be, but we'll find out in a minute. And
As we come out of the timeout, we're going to have Maddie Yeomans taking the ball out of bounds. Knock goes Batiste, Brown, and Hart on the floor for the Pirates. Ball comes into Brown. Brown going to dribble into front court over to Nia Hart. Hart on the far side wing, going to give it out high. Back to Yeomans, over to Brown. Brown high post to Knockos. Going to kick it out to Yeomans. Maddie Yeomans takes a three off the front iron, but rebounded by Nia Hart. Nia Hart off the glass, hits a three.
That's why you stay on the floor for long offensive rebounds.
That's
before
right.
Before you start running down the floor.
Yeah,
for defense,
yeah.
So.
Yep. So Reeves working with the ball, Nia Hart right in her face, though. And now Brown giving fit to the Terriers at the high post. Ball comes off the rim on a shot that's going to go over to the Pirates, and nobody touched it after the Terrier shot. Ball into Hart. Hart quickly up the floor with it into front court. Over to Brown, far side wing. Brown's going to take an open three. A time runs out. This is it. But wow, what a
good
half
look
by the Pirates. Good look, yeah. 37-10, 27-point lead by the Lady Pirates as we go into halftime.
Yeah, the Pirates are just keeping up the defensive intensity that's opening up all these opportunities on the offensive floor. And then their offensive sets are really sound, too. Just that high-low post integration, whip it into the high post. And you saw on that last play there, Knockos knowing to swing it over to the weak side, and the defenders can't get over in time to defend that open shot or an open shot that leads to a long rebound to another open shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Really impressed with their working of the high post against that zone defense from Charles Wright. And then the full court press from Vachon is just stifling, causing so many turnovers. And even when they're getting the ball across the floor, their offense is already out of sorts because they've been working so hard just to get it across the half-point line.
Yeah. Like the Pirates themselves are working really hard. They know what they're doing. The coach has got them, you know, well-conditioned, and their roles are well-defined, and they're just clicking on all the cylinders with it. They're quick. You know, quick to the ball, you know, fast in their cuts. You know, there doesn't seem to be any hesitation. And he's got the athlete. And so I think that the Lady Pirates, I think they're 0-2, but I'm not sure. I know they lost one at least. There again, boy, this is going to be a huge game of improvement for them.
Yeah.
And so a confidence builder. But there's still a second half to play, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
That just means to do what you did in the first half means you need to continue doing what you did. No letting off the gas, no getting complacent. And to your point, crispness of the passes, the confidence that I know where I'm going next The defense is over here, and I'm getting the ball over there. Just really impressed. And I feel like there's been several players that have a couple of buckets for the Pirates.
Yeah, exactly.
Wealth is being distributed very well.
Yeah. There's I think, a well-balanced scoring in this. Well, with that, I think we're going to take a short break, everybody. Again, Dan Schuler keeping us on the air with the voice of Vachon and all they do for Pirate Sports, along with Vachon Thriftway, sponsoring all the high school athletics. Want to thank you all, and we'll be back in about 7.5 minutes. Go Pirates! Welcome back, everyone, to Pirate Basketball, the voice of Vachon. I'm John Yeats, along with Mark Schneider. We're bringing you all the action as the Lady Pirates start the second half of the game up 37-10. Just a great start for the Pirates, Mark.
Yeah, couldn't have gone any better. Both ends of the floor were just firing. And again, that first half full court press was just wreaking havoc, setting up opportunities for them on the offensive floor. And then they're also running great half-court offensive sets as well. So let's see if it can continue. Keep that foot on the gas for the second half.
Yeah, exactly. Terriers will start with the ball in the second half. McFarland working to give it off to Delgado. Delgado trying to dribble down the seam and into the key. Takes one step through the Pirate defense and scores. Throws up a banker off the glass and puts it in.
Yeah, effective use of the ball screen there and opened up a little lane for us.
Pirates working with the ball. Gunther, Yeomans, Harrington, Knockos, and Lily Yeomans are in the game. Maddie and Lily, sisters. One a senior, one a freshman. And now, oh, Maddie Yeoman with a cutting set of knockouts. And knockouts lays it in.
Knockouts has been owning the paint today.
But yeah.
A high post, really great in that spot. And then, of course, she gets rewarded by great movements there in the low post.
So now ball comes down low to Russell. Pirates fighting Russell for the ball. Four Pirates on the ball. Finally comes loose. Picked up by Gunther. Gunther quickly pushing the ball up the floor, looking for knockouts, but too much traffic to get the ball in there. So it does the right thing. Pulls out. Gives it over to Maddie. Yeomans takes the three. Misses. Rebound hold. Given off to Mitchell. Mitchell going to bring it into front court. Pass down to McFarland. McFarland takes a shot. Misses. Gunther backside rebound. Picks it up. Going to bring it up the floor. Pirates are going to come down and set up. No pushing the ball hard this time. Out high to Harrington. Top of the arc. Back over to Yeomans, near side wing. Pirates rotating the ball well around. Now high post Yeomans over to Harrington. Harrington going to take the three. Oh, in and out. Boy, the ball was halfway down. It pops out. Rebound Russell for the Terriers. Delgado now going to bring it into front court. Ask him for a little help, maybe a screen. Nothing there. It's coming, though. And oh, Delgado takes a shot blocked by Harrington, and Harrington picks it up on the flight. Over to Gunther. Gunther, one dribble into the key. Misses. Gets it on rebound. Misses again. And ball comes loose and stays with the Pirates as Russell knocked it out for the Terriers. I think that was a good call because there's like three Terriers there around the ball in Gunther.
Yeah, for sure. A little off balance, but love to feed into the post.
So Maddie Yeomans will inbound it after Russell finishes tying her shoe for the Terriers. Yeoman with the ball now. Pirates in their set. Crossing the court or out to Gunther on the wing. Gunther ball fake. Picks that, takes a 15-footer, misses. Rebound all for the Terriers. And now off to Delgado. Delgado's going to bring it into front court for Charles Wright. Going to dribble down. Nothing there. Dribble out. Give it to McFarland. Oh, Harrington with another block of the pass. Picked up by McFarland, though. The ball came right back to her. Now high post to Minter. Minter with a ball fake on Yeoman. It goes in. I think we're going to have a foul on, might be on Yeoman. Nope, it's on Knockos. Knockos came over to help.
Yeah, I think got her hand in a little bit.
Delgado will inbound as the call was on the floor. Over to Olds. Olds misses the shot. Picked up by Gunther. Gunther was racing down the court. Only Delgado to beat. Kicks it out to Yeomans. Yeomans picks it up. 12-footer. Misses. Ball's pinballing around. And I think Olds had the last touch. She was stepping out of bounds. So Maddie Yeomans will inbound for the Pirates. Yeomans now looking for a little help. Having trouble getting in. Finally out to Gunther. Far side corner. Cross-court pass over to Harrington. Harrington take a three. Emily Harrington buries another three. I think that's her third or fourth of the game.
I believe so. Took a break from three-pointers in the second quarter. Yeah. She's back on the floor in the third.
30-point lead for the Pirates now with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Minter with the ball. Going to give it off to McFarland. Terriers working with the ball. Don't have a lot of place to go now. Knockoff. On the steal, almost gets it, but Russell able to maintain the possession. Shot goes up, rebound, Gunther. Gunther quickly crosses over, splits two Terriers, kicks the ball over to Yeomans, gets the ball. Yeoman hits it, a cutting knock goes down the seam, but Stella not able to complete the score as Terriers get the rebound. Now Charles Wright working with the ball, just struggling against his Pirate defense.
Suffocating, not even letting them inside the three-point line sometimes.
Yeah. Pirates just play, and now just Russell just loses the handle. Lily Yeomans just doing
getting hands in passing lanes, even if the defender person has the ball, tipping it out.
High pass to Knockos. Emily Harrington gets another three, misses, but Knockos on the rebound. Ball comes loose from the collision, but picked up by Lily Yeomans. Now Yeomans looking for a little help, gets it from Gunther. Gunther kicks over to Harrington. Harrington's going to keep taking threes. This is that one. This rebound Minter for Charles Wright.
And you see Knockos just getting in there and just getting pushed around. But
yeah.
She created that extra possession. She is working.
And now Gunther tips the ball away. Ball comes loose, and then She had overrun it and came back, but the ball popped up in the air, and she was able to get the possession. Now Pirates working with the ball. Maddie Yeomans takes a three. Ooh, it looks like it was online. Just sort of kicks off the side of the rim.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to
drop.
Yeah, it
looked like it was going to drop right through.
Steal on the last possession.
Yeah. Okay, now we have a timeout. Full timeout taken by Charles Wright with 3:19 to go in the half. And the Pirates up by 30 points.
Seems like it's the same story as the first half, and you love to see it. They are bringing the pressure on the defensive end.
Yeah.
And also knocking down shots and making good passes on the offense end.
Pirates have pulled back on the press, though. They're waiting for Charles Wright to bring the ball down the floor.
Yeah,
so
I think they're maybe giving a little bit of space there, but nonetheless, really playing good basketball right now.
Yeah, they are. They're looking good. I mean, just the same thing. Good ball movement, good cuts to the basket. They're
active,
confident.
Yeah, active hands and passing lanes on defense. And
so they just keep, I mean, yeah, the Terriers are just at a loss. They can't get into any type of offense with that. And so now we're going to get a couple subs into the Pirates. Harrington sits down. Ella Brown is in. And Lily Yeoman sits down, too. And Alex Battisti is in for Vashon. Now, the Pirates, Terriers trying to get the ball in. And Ella Brown, she just battles out there. She knocked the ball away and fought two Terriers for it. Gets the possession to Vashon.
Yeah, making a lot of plays on both ends of the field.
Yeah, she is. Now, Nia Hart will bring the ball in the front court. Going to give it off to Gunther here. Gunther high post to Nakos. And Nakos tries to hit the cutting Battisti, but the ball does get knocked away by the Terriers. It goes off Battisti and out of bounds. So Charles Wright gets the possession on the turnover. Reeves in front court with the ball, looking for somewhere to go. Not sure what to do with it. As it's just up and down. Brown ties her up and gets the jump ball. Not sure who the possession is. I think the referee is trying to slow Brown down. it must have been possession Terriers. I don't think they called a foul on Brown, but Brown, she's aggressive out there.
Yeah.
And now it's another steal by Nakos. Ball comes loose, picked up by Battisti. Battisti in the court. Over to Nia Hart. Hart off the glass, scores.
Their fast break passing has been on point, making that extra pass to making it impossible to defend.
Yep. Now another steal by Nakos. Oh.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. Nakos may have got a little bit of a push away.
I think she did. I think she pushed on the, but she had an open court in front of her. So Delgado will inbound. Terriers. We'll see if they can get it in. It's been a struggle all night long for them. Trying to get it in now. Yep, Nia Hart steals the inbound pass. Hart's going to bring it into front court. Pass over to Brown. Brown going to take one dribble up off the glass. Misses, gets her own rebound. Battling for it. Misses the second shot. Bounces a couple times in the air. Darn, why can't I get that to drop?
Great effort.
Terriers come up with the ball, though. Now they're working in the front court with it. Delgado working against Hart, gets help from Gunther. She goes in and passes off to Olds, but we're going to have.
I missed the
call. It was a travel.
Yeah,
okay.
Delgado took an extra step on the spin move, I believe.
Yeah. The Pirates inbound. Gunther will bring it up the court. Pass high post and knock goes out to Brown. Brown going to take a three. Ooh, it hits it. Ella Brown with a tight three-pointer from out on the near side wing.
When it rains, it pours.
Yep, 47-12. Pirates up with 1:50 to go in the third period. Delgado tentatively in the front court looking for a little help, but stolen by Battisti. Battisti going to take it all the way down, up off the glass. Brown there for the rebound after the miss, and Brown gets her own rebound and puts it back.
He's not going to allow another missed offensive rebound opportunity. Great work.
Yeah. All the Pirates are looking tough, but Ella Brown, she's just out there having a game.
Yeah, she's a spark of energy right now. Of course, I mean, they're all over the floor on defense, But
yeah,
Brown seems to be the catalyst right now.
Yeah, she's doing well. Cecilia Gunther with the ball, going to give it off to Brown. Brown over to Hart. Hart out high, over to Gunther. Gunther going to take a 15-footer, misses. Brown on the rebound, rips it away from McFarland, steps through the traffic and scores. Ella Brown was just working hard.
Yeah, we heard that before. Yeah. Ella Brown, offensive rebound, 2 points.
Yep. So now, Terriers with the ball. Nia Hart defending Delgado. We're going to have a foul on the floor, I think, going against Hart as she bodied up on Delgado.
Yeah, a little bit of hip action on that.
Yeah. So Terriers will inbound. See if they can get it in. Ball comes into McFarland. McFarland sinks three, but Knockos is right there. Now Brown knocks away. McFarland's pass goes out of bounds, so it'll stick with the Terriers. They'll take it out on the sideline. Delgado, Nia Hart on defense. Ball comes into Olds. Olds takes two dribbles, throws up a crazy ball, rebounded by Brown. Brown brings the ball up the floor herself, speeds up, drives into traffic. Oh, goes up and gets her own rebound.
As she had the underhand shovel shot, misses, and gets her own rebound and scores. 53-12 Pirates with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now down low, it's one of the Terriers. Terriers takes a shot, misses. Rebound by Cronin for the Pirates as she comes into the game.
And Hart, high post to Knockos, back to Hart. Pirates moving the ball well. Gunther going to dribble in and give it out to Brown. Brown takes a three and hits another three.
Wow, Ella Brown just all of a sudden lighting up the scoreboard.
On fire.
Yeah, 56-12 now for the Pirates.
Having just a great game.
Just in every phase, really great. And I think they can use this fourth quarter as a time to continue to keep the game tight. No need for turnovers.
Yep.
And just play smart, you know. It can be an exercise just in keeping the quality high.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't want people to let down. You can back off on maybe some of the defense if you want, but you want to see them continue to play hard through the whole. And what I mean by backing off on the defense, I don't mean don't defend. I just mean that, you know,
make the whole court press.
Yeah, he's pulled the press back. And so looks like they're going to get – Coach Yeoman's going to get a couple subs in who haven't played yet. So we'll have Willa O'Reilly in the game for Vashon. Coming out of the timeout, we're going to have Nia Hart, Ella Brown, Stella Nacho, O'Reilly, Willa O'Reilly, and – eBay, Cronin, Mothershed Cronin,
with EJ.
EJ, thank you. EJ, Mothershed Cronin in the game, too. Now, Cronin gets a loose ball picked up for Vashon, gives it off to Hart. Hart's going to bring it into front court, give it over to Gunther. Gunther looking high post, and Knockos back to Hart. Hart top three, but nothing there, so Pirates working the ball around the top of the arc. O'Reilly with it now. Now we're going to get 3 seconds in the key. I think that may have gone against Knockos.
Yeah. And she was sliding down from one side of the post to the other.
Yep.
Not caught camping a little bit, but it's times like these. You're still working the game.
Right.
This is all learning lessons,
even
the possessions, regardless of the score.
Right.
It's getting better for the length of this season.
Yep. And now Reeves with a nice crossover dribble and hits a shot from the top of the key to the corner.
Yeah, tough jumper.
Those
12 to 15 footers are not easy.
No. So 56-14 now. Vashon is up. O'Reilly with the ball on the far side wing. Working with it. Looks down low in the short corner to Knockos. Hits a cutting Cronin. Cronin, puts it up. Misses the shot. Good play, though, by the Pirates.
Yeah, smart play. Keep doing that. Nice cut, nice pass. Just no finish.
Yep. So Reeves working with the ball, smiling at her. Reeves is doing a lot of dribbling, but going nowhere.
He is well thought of.
So Reeves working with it. And, Gunther
bodies up Reeves. Ball goes kind of wild, knocked away by Nia Hart, and McFarland chasing it down, knocks it out of bounds, so it's going to stay with the Pirates. Nia Hart will inbound. Ella Brown comes into the game. Cecilia Gunther out. Ball comes in to Brown. Down over to O'Reilly. O'Reilly out high to Hart. Hart working the high-low game now down to Knuckles. Oh, Knuckles dribbles off her foot, but Brown is there to pick it up. Now Vashon working high back into Knuckles. Knuckles out to Brown. High post, Knuckles. Knuckles one dribble around, tries to get around the corner, but nothing there. Takes a shot, misses it. Oh, no, now Pirates throw the ball away. Reeves takes it up, but Brown quickly down there to defend. And now we're going to have a foul on the floor going against Brown. So, wow, one of the few errant passes that the Pirates have thrown.
But another opportunity for learning for the Pirates team despite the score.
Then we're going to get Minter back in the game for the Terriers. Delgado to inbound. Looks down low to Olds. Olds trying to find somebody. Gets help from McFarland. Now back out to Reeves. Reeves working with the ball. Kind of backs away from the three-point line. Goes high to Minter on a bounce pass. There's Ella Brown, though. Knocks it away. But Minter able to get control back. And Minter with an 18-footer off the glass.
Yeah, she's knocked a couple of down. And yeah, how we defended her in the high post well since those first couple buckets in the first quarter. Still good defense.
Yep, 56-17 now as Nia Hart goes in for a running lay-in. Misses it. Rebounds by the Terriers. Pirates up 39 points. McFarland works with it. Goes high post. Minter. What happened to the defense there? Minter left wide open at the high post. I think she could have dribbled it if she wanted to.
She could have taken a quick nap there and then taken the shot. They were way off. And that's just always good reminders for opportunities to fill in some gaps on defense, even when it is a higher score.
Yep. And now ball comes in low to Cronin. Cronin takes the shot that misses. So there's ball tied up and a jump ball goes over to the Terriers. We're going to get Gonzos out of the game, and Maddie Yeoman's back in.
Like many other people, Gonzos has just had a great game.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, and now Brown tips another pass, picked up by Hart. Nia Hart's going to have an open, easy lay-in all the way to the hoop. No defense on her at all. 58-19 Pirates, 3:40 to go in the game. All started by Brown again, her active hands that she's got. Now down low to Olds, and as Olds turns and tries to go to the hoop, she gets fouled by Cronin. So Olds may be going to the line for, she said, nope, it's going to be taken down low. It will be inbounded. Minter will do the honors of inbounding. She gets it into Delgado. Delgado pass out to McFarland. McFarland dribbles to far side wing. Not over back?
I guess not.
Yeah. Delgado went to backcourt. The ball was still in front court, but Delgado came back in. No over back is called, but maybe I'm not sure about that call, so maybe there shouldn't be. But anyway, Pirates working with the ball. Terrier shot. Nia Hart on the rebound. Hart's going to bring the ball up the floor and set up the Pirate offense. Over to Brown, far side wing. Brown looks three, but nothing there, so she's going to give it up to O'Reilly. She rotates it around, and Maddie Yeomans gets it high post. Yeomans takes a shot, misses. O'Reilly comes in for the rebound, but Olds controls it for the Terriers. Delgado now, front court. Brown there, just causing havoc. Delgado almost got the steal, but doesn't quite. Now comes in high post to Olds. Olds takes a shot, misses. Ball comes loose, picked up by Maddie Yeomans for Vashon. Yeoman's going to dribble out of trouble and give it to Brown. Brown bringing it into front court. Now dribbles up, looks high post to Yeoman, pops the ball over to her. Yeoman steps through traffic and puts up a running 8-footer and scores. Nice
job. Great swing through across her body on Yeoman to get on the other side of the defender and seal it to be able to have that lane to the bucket.
So Terriers in front court now with the ball over to Olds. Olds throws up a shot. Rebound backside by Yeoman after the miss. Nighthard's going to push the ball up quickly. She's going to go all the way in. Oh, leaves it a little bit short. And ball comes down. Minter had the rebound. I don't know why.
Well, Brown kind of walked up and held it.
Yeah. Yeah. Minter didn't like try and move it away, and Brown just reached in and grabbed the ball. So, possession Pirates. Ball comes into O'Reilly. Oh, O'Reilly had an open shot right into the basket and misses it. Good pass in, though, for Yeoman. Yeah.
Just missed it.
I think it was one of those things like, wow, I have the ball, I'm wide open, I don't know what.
I'm this open?
Yeah, I'm this open, this can't be possible. Charles Wright throws the ball out of bounds now. Pirates will inbound. Yeoman coming into Ella Brown. Brown in the front court. Pass up to Mothershed. Mothershed Cronin. Oh, misses her shot too. Good pass in though. Over the top of everybody. Now,
oh, great play.
Seals it, gives it off to Brown. Brown's going to work with it. She's going to take a 15-footer. Rims off. Rebound, Nia Hart for Vashon. Over to O'Reilly. Back to Brown. High post to Yeoman. Yeoman's going to take a 10-footer. Leaves it short, though, but Cronin there to get it. Out to Ella Brown. Brown misses it. Finally, a rebound by Charles Wright.
Yeah. Cronin is all over the place in those last couple of possessions.
Yes, she was.
Great passes and great rebounds.
Now we have another steal by Brown. Brown crosses over. She comes down the lane. This is, gets her own rebound. This is again. Steals the ball. I think she's going to get called for the foul. She tried to get it back from McFarland.
Won a little Euro step.
Yeah, she
some
did.
Moves there. Very nice.
She came in from the right, crossed over with a Euro, tried to go with the left, and
yep.
Just, you know, it didn't complete it, but it looked good. And that, folks, is the end of the game as the Lady Pirates beat Charles Wright 60-19. Wow, what a great game for basketball.
What a game and what a signal for them to know who they can be this upcoming season, what they're capable of. Total team effort on both sides of the floor. Really impressive.
Yeah, really a fun game to watch. It's fun to get one of those now and then where, you know, it's easy.
Yep, and you can never be mad putting up 60 points on the board.
No, you can't.
As long as you're not giving up more than 60. Very few times if you put 60 up, you're going to be on the losing end of things. So, yeah, can't say enough about these Pirates.
Yeah, good game, Lady Pirates. So with that, folks, I think we're going to wrap it up. This is John Yates, along with Mark Schneider and the voice of Vashon, Dan Schuler, back in the studio. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air in a couple of weeks, whenever the next home game is. I don't have the date at the moment, but Mark and I will be here. So with that, we'll wish you a good night. Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.